Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the Bible changes and transforms our thinking. Because this week we're learning how God is powerful. And we started with a story yesterday where God told the Israelites to march around a city 7 times. This city stood in the way of the promised land that God had told them would be theirs. This fortified, powerful city seemed to have everything on the Israelites, who were this ragtag group of people who had left slavery and been wandering in the desert for 40 years. But God told them to march around the city with the Ark of the Covenant in front, a reminder, a tangible reminder that they were a broken, sinful people who'd broken God's laws, and just basically said, "Trust me, I can do this." He told a powerless people to trust in Him, a powerful God. Here's what happened.
On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of day and marched around the city in the same manner 7 times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city 7 times. And at the 7th time, when the priests had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city and all that is within it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers we sent. But you, keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing for destruction and bring trouble upon it. But all silver and gold, and every vessel of bronze and iron, are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord." So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. As soon as the people heard the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Then they devoted all in the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkeys, with the edge of the sword. But to the 2 men who had spied out the land, Joshua said, "Go into the prostitute's house, and bring out from there the woman and all who belong to her, as you swore to her." So the young men who had been spies went in, and brought out Rahab, her father and mother, and brothers, and all who belonged to her. And they brought all her relatives, and put them outside the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire, and everything in it. Only the silver and gold, and the vessels of bronze and of iron, they put into the treasury house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute, and her father's household, and all who belonged to her, Joshua saved alive. And she has lived in Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho.
Now, assuming that the Israelites all knew what was happening and that Joshua didn't just keep this to himself, imagine the anticipation that would have been building among this group as they marched around the city over and over and over again. They would have been anticipating God doing something amazing. Now, if they didn't know, I'm sure they would have been confused and scared. But either way, they did what God had told them to do, what Joshua led them to do. They marched around that city, 6 days, and then a 7th day, something amazing happened. On that 7th day, God told them to take their instruments, these trumpets they had made out of ram's horns, and blow them. And as they did, and they shouted and cheered, the wall simply crashed down. And it was easy for the Israelites to take the city and the land they'd been promised. Imagine the joy and exhilaration of that. This powerless people seeing their powerful God do an amazing thing that they could never have done themselves. I don't think it was simply the sound waves that just happened to resonate and make those walls fall down, even if they were full of prostitutes' houses. God was clearly doing something amazing here. And the Israelites just experienced that firsthand. Now they've seen the power of trusting in God's power instead of their own. They've seen what God can do when they simply obey, which they've had an awful lot of trouble doing so far. But hopefully this sets the tone for the rest of their relationship as God's chosen people. Now maybe it seems self-evident to you that God is powerful. Maybe you learned a long time ago that God was omni-this and omni-that, and that God was omnipotent, all-powerful. Maybe you just think it's self-evident. It's one of those definitions of God. But it's one thing to say that, and it's another thing to believe it. To really believe that God can do anything, and that God can do something tangible, important, real, in your life. The Israelites just experienced that. In the past, they'd seen God do some things, they'd always fallen down on their job. Now, finally, they'd held up their end of a deal, they did what God told them, they trusted in Him, and God came through and did something powerful in and through them and for them. Imagine what God can do in our lives when we truly believe and trust in His power and not just our own. That's the kind of thing we're going to discuss tomorrow. But in the meantime, here's a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends. How did God use His power in this situation? What does this battle show you about the way God's power works in our lives? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.